Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello you, this is just a little bonus podcast because a number of you asked, and by a number, I think that number was two. I think it was possibly just two people. That is the kind of level of response I get from the masses of you that listen to this. Anyway, look, I think two of you asked if for the 100th episode I could release some sort of jingle megamix. And I was going to put it on episode 100, and then I had to listen to quite a lot of the jingles, and they are, I mean, wow, they are really, really bad. And I just thought that what I could do is release it as some sort of bonus podcast, and then that way those of you who are even remotely sane can steer clear of this awful 20 minutes of terrible noise. I mean, it's really bad, and I mean, it's so bad, and yet there were still two jingles that I had to not include at all because they were even worse than that. So anyway, what follows in a minute or so is 20-something minutes of jingles over the last 100 episodes. They're not in any particular order. They're definitely not in any kind of musical themed. I did think, hey, I'll try and add some clever scratch noises and mix them. Can't be done. They're all so drastically different and so musically inept throughout that it doesn't work. So it's just 20 minutes of awful noise, really, and I hope you enjoy that. And before I hand you over to that sound, firstly, please don't forget to donate to the podcast. Thank you for the lovely reviews that have popped up. Please go to iTunes and do all of that as well. And there is now... I've got a fanfare sound effect. I don't know why I did that. There is now a Partly Political Broadcast website, which I'm going to plug next week too. But please go to www.partlypoliticalbroadcast.co.uk or parpolbro.co.uk. I bought both. Oh, yeah. Check out Mublings and have a look at the new website where you can look back through all the old episodes. It's not quite perfect yet. It doesn't have a search function yet, but it will do soon. So go have a look. And until then, and until episode 101 next week, which does have an interviewee, and it's going to be a good one. Until then, why don't you not at all enjoy this?
Affordable housing is not affordable because it is 80% of market rates. It is more affordable than unaffordable housing, but other than that, hey, it's not great.
Put on a proper suit, do up your tie, and sing the national anthem. Put on a proper suit, proper suit, proper suit, proper suit. Do up your tie, do up your tie, do up your tie, and sing the national anthem.
Elections over here, elections over there. There seems to be elections every bloody where. Elections every night, elections every day. And who to bloody thank for this is Mrs. Bloody May. Hey!
General election 2017 is my least favourite general. How much per general hospital or general knowledge? General election 2017.
You should go out and vote. Did you know that goats can't vote? You are much better than a goat, so hey, you should go out and vote. Hey, did you know stoats can't vote? But hey, let's go back to goats. Do you think if goats had votes, that they would vote for someone with a moat? So hey, maybe goats can't vote, but hey, you're much better than a goat, so hey, you should go out and vote. So hey, you should go out and vote. Go put a little cross in a box. Go put that cross next to someone you want. So hey, you should go out and vote, but hey, you're much better than a goat. So hey, you should go out and vote, because hey, you're much better than a goat. Go, vote, yeah. Go, vote.
You're joking. Not another one? Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
I've invited you here today to announce my candidacy to become leader of the Conservative Party and Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And I do so for three clear reasons.
First, it's vulnerable people to take dangerous and illegal journeys. Second, reward the wealthiest. And third, abuse the system.
September, October, so it stands to reason that right now it's conference season. That's political conferences, not conference pairs. Although if you plant them around now, they'll be really nice for next August. If you like pears, that is. And if you don't, then maybe don't do that. Oh, conference season, conference.
Tin, it's off to the Labour conference. Hey, Tin, it's off to the Labour conference. He went all by himself like a really big boy. He is off to the Labour conference. Hey, listen to him at the Labour conference. Hey, Tin, it's off to the Labour conference.
Uh-oh, it's Jeremy Corbyn. Man's party hates him and he's bad at spin. Uh-oh, it's Jeremy Corbyn. He's miles away from an electrical win. Uh-oh, Jeremy Corbyn. He grows courgettes and his clothes are boring, but... bruv, I ain't no Corbynista, but I prefer Obi-Wan to that robot sister. There's no way to his want equality, but killing foxes, bruv, that ain't me. Jeremy Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn. Kill the foxes, eat the poor. She'll give you less when you need more. Theresa May. Ooh, Tim Farron. Ooh, Tim Farron. He says he'll do something. Tim Farron. Ooh, Tim Farron. His face is really small. Oh, Tim Farron. Tim Farron. Lucas and Barkley. Two minds are greater than one. But we obviously turn one off when we're not using it. To save energy. Lucas and Barkley. Lucas and Barkley. His name is Paul. Not all, he's got more friends than you, and some of them are in the Avengers. He'll campaign to leave Europe, away, we've already done that. I don't know what he stands for now, but he looks like a potato.
Both sides of the coin, or maybe it's both sides of the fence, or something else that has two sides. Hey, look right, some things are more complicated than you first think.
Do you have opinions? No, I think they taste bad. I think that you mean onions. Yes, they're disgusting. Hey, that's an opinion.
Hooray for onions. Hooray for onions.
Facts and info, info and facts. Hey there, what's a fact? It's something that's proved to be true. Great, thanks for the info. No, 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 thanks to you. Hey, 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 info and facts. Facts and info, info and facts. Facts and info, fanfo, in facts. Woo.
Excuses, excuses.
You send it in, I read it out. That's what post-truth is all about. Except it's not actually what post-truth's about. But that's what this section called post-truth is about. You send in letters, then I read them out. So I called it post-truth. Do you see what I did there? Post-truth. La 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 la.
Will it be Clinton or will it be Trump? One's all mean and one speaks from his rump. One's quite ruthless, one has no brain, but one of them's gonna win the presidential campaign. Oh yeah, it's the US presidential campaign.
Oh, say can you see? It has all gone to shite. What so proudly we hailed is currently on Twitter screaming, who's thin-skinned and dishonest, and panders to the far right. From behind our sofas we watch with a depressed, numbing feeling.
Racist Donald Trump, sexist Donald Trump, stupid Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, oh my god, President Donald Trump, that's a real thing, oh, oh god, it's scary, I'm really scared.
North Korea, situated by China in East Asia, ruled by Kim Jong-un, a totalitarian, scary. North Korea, they won't stop missile testing. Tensions with the US, it's unresting, so stop, we plead. North Korea, say it loud when there's people parading. If you don't want nuclear war, then start praying. North Korea. North Korea, North Korea, I see you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You had a DUP. Yo!
Oh, who are the people in your
cabinet?
In your
cabinet?
In your
cabinet?
Say, who are the people in your
cabinet?
In your
cabinet?
In your cabinet?
Michael Heseltine strangled his mum's dog. Michael Heseltine smothered his mother's hound. Michael Heseltine squeezed Thatcher's growler. Michael Heseltine chucked a major's woofer. If you have a dog, you had better watch out. Michael Heseltine will find it and kill it. Michael Heseltine is after your dog. Michael Heseltine, Michael Heseltine, Michael Heseltine is after your dog.
Now here is the tale of a Tory MP who went by the name of Ben Bradlee. Jumped on a story about Corbyn, did he, but it turned out he did so libelously. Oh, Ben Bradlee, oh, Ben Bradlee, naive, arrogance and smugness was he. But legal action happened swiftly, so he had to say sorry for all to see. A new MP in Nottinghamshire, on the internet he played with fire. He thought he were quick and he thought he were clever, scribing mean comments about whoever. Give vasectomies to the poor, police brutality is fun. Oh, public sector workers don't know that they're born. Oh, he blogged and posted and tweeted and twort, so many ideas no one should have thought. But then one fateful February night, he spied a rag with his beady sight. It said his opponent was a spy, and so thought Ben, bring his downfall will I. But oh, ridicule, because without fact-checkin', his pompous swagger did come undone. Oh, Ben Bradlee, oh, Ben Bradlee, naive, arrogance and smugness was he. But legal action happened swiftly, so he had to say sorry for all to see. And so whenever you read some hype, you must research before you type. Whether you're a Labour red or a Tory blues, you should know better than to be fake news. And that is the moral of this story, the sad tragic tale of Ben Bradlee. Oh, Ben Bradlee, oh, Ben Bradlee, he had to say sorry for all to see.
Jacob Rees-Mogg looks like a villain, a real nasty villain in a children's book. Oh, but he's so funny and he's so charming, yes, so are villains, just take a look. He tried to change time, so some said was behind, like in the past, but all of the time. That's just like a villain, a real evil villain, wanting to slow time to fight the Flash. He wants bowler hats for council officials. He does not want marriage for gay individuals. That's just like a villain who wants to destroy love, because he can't find love, except for his penguins. Yes, they wear bowler hats. Penguins with bowler hats. Jacob Rees-Mogg looks like a villain, the sort of villain who would live on an island, plotting some bad things until children ruin it. Then he'd get angry and kidnap their dog. He thinks global warming is total nonsense, but that Brexit is going quite fine. That's just like a villain who likes total chaos, because it upsets the fabric of space and time. He has 6 children, which is too many children. Who needs that many children? Does he not sleep? That's like the T-1000 or lots of other villains. Villains don't sleep. Do you see he's a villain? Jacob Rees-Mogg is definitely a villain. How can you like him when he wants you dead? I mean, he probably doesn't want you dead. I have to say that for library reasons. He's a villain.
We've pursued this rebuilding in the hopes that we will never have to use this military, and I will tell you that is. My, I would be so happy if we never had to use it, but our country will never have had a military like the military we're about to build and rebuild. We have the greatest people on earth in our military, but they don't have the right equipment, and their equipment is old. I used it, I talked about it. At every stop, depleted, it's depleted. It won't be depleted for long, and I think one of the reason I'm standing here instead of other people is that, frankly, I talked about we have to have a strong military.
With
with or without you. With or without you.
This week is it that's leaving the UK because of Brexit. Because of Brexit.
EU. Democratic bureaucracy or unelected hypocrisy. 28 United Nations are far too much. Immigration, environmental policies, single market trade. But why, oh why, do you all say this banana's too straight?
To remain.
I can't live with or without you. I can't live with or without you. Oh no, I can't live with or without you. Oh no, I can't live with or without you.
Put on a proper suit, do up your tie, and sing the national anthem. Put on a proper suit, proper suit, proper suit, proper suit. Do up your tie, do up your tie, do up your tie, and sing the national anthem.
Thank you very much for listening to the show. Here's some things that you should know. If you want to donate to Podball Bro, then do it at the site down now below. Patreon.com/PodballBro. Ko-fi.com/PodballBro. Yo, what if you want to review the show? Well, do it on iTunes or places you know. What if I just want to say hello? Well, go to the Twitter at PodballBro or the Facebook group whose title is long, or email me at hardlypoliticalbroadcast@gmail.com. PartlyPoliticalBroadcast@gmail.com. Love you!
Yeah, it's the remix. It's the remix. Yeah, thanks very much. Listen to the show. Here's some things that you should know, yo. If you want to donate to Podball Bro, then do it at the site so now below. Patreon.com/PodballBro. Ko-fi.com/PodballBro. What if you want to review the show? Do it on iTunes or places you know. What if I want to just say hello? Then go to the Twitter at Podball Bro or the Facebook group whose title is long, or email me at partlypoliticalbroadcasts@gmail.com. Love you.
Why don't you review my show? Please view the show on iTunes. It's much easier thing to do than 5-10 boots. So please go on and give us 5 stars so other people know how good I are. Review the show. Go on, review the show.
Go to iTunes and review the show. Say nice words and help listeners grow. Maybe just tell someone you know that this podcast gives you an afterglow. Like eating a single pistachio or watching a film starring Rene Russo. Now go away and please give the show 5 stars, please, 5 stars.
Hey kids, don't do legal highs. Now this may come as a bit of a surprise, but they're not legal despite their name. And yes, that sounds insane. Like the whole psychoactive drugs bill, which due to an amendment makes slightly more sense, because they're now not just banning anything that affects your brain. From a cup of tea to the smell of rain. But legal highs now aren't legal highs. Like compassionate conservatism or Coldplay Live. Like sports personality or living wage. It don't make sense, but no matter what your age, don't do legal highs.
And as he approached, the king said to him,
"Give us all your gold and all your men. We'll
got fresh eyes, looking at things for the first time with your fresh eyes. You've got fresh eyes. And are you pooing? Oh, you're pooing. Oh.
What does it mean? Please explain. I don't understand. What does it mean?
Put on a proper suit, do up your tie, and sing the national anthem. Put on a proper suit, proper suit, proper suit, proper suit. Do up your tie, do up your tie.
Okay, we're all going to die one day anyway. Hey there, I know the last week blowed, but in 5 billion years the sun will explode.
Why would you ask for that? That was horrendous. God, you people are awful. Anyway, hear you next week. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.